welcome to the Metallic Dads Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Sanford. Before we dive into part two of our review of 72 seasons, we're going to start off just a little bit different. Unfortunately, this week, in between the release of part one and part two, we received some pretty devastating news about Blake's father, Clarence. He unexpectedly became ill and has unfortunately passed away earlier this week in the hospital. And we wanted to just take a moment to honor him at the beginning of this episode by playing his favorite song, Broken, Beaten, Scarred. That man lived a pretty tough life, but you would have never known it, as he was a really good friend to me. Might as well have been a second dad. And my heart goes out to the Brogdon family as they continue to journey through this over the next couple weeks and years. I wanted to mention that not only was he, you know, legit family, but he was also a part of the Metallica family. He's the reason that we even made it to our first show in 2009 in Nashville. He was our driver, and our chaperone, if you will, since we were technically still in high school. He was just being a cool parent at the time. And possibly without him, we may not have had the fuel to see all the Metallica shows that we have going forward. So thank you, Clarence. We're going to miss you, bud, but we know you're in a better place. And thank you for what you did. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Now we'll jump right into part two of our review of 72 seasons. Previously on the Metallic Dads Podcast. Y'all, Dave Mustaine just came in and stole the last part of the record, so we're going to have to continue this later. I guess he said that he deserves credit for the last six songs, and so I guess we're going to court.
No, fuck you too, dude!
Metallica!
Kids are scream singing in the other room, probably not to this album.
Crown of Barbed Wire.
This fucking song. I was convinced this was going to be my favorite song from my first listen through, so I made it to the end.
The James comment for this song, and I quote, "I can't wait to hear it live."
Oh, yeah? Okay. Fuck yeah.
I was like, all right. We're going to hold you to that, sir. You can't just say it and then not do it.
This contains my favorite solo on this album.
Okay. All right. I made that note specifically for you because you had said that this one was like after your first listen. I definitely liked this song even more outside of the theater because the way they did the music video was so weird. It kind of was jarring because it was one other animated Windows Media Player background.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just so odd. So you were so focused on like what is happening that it would just kind of put you in a different mind, a headspace.
Somebody related this song to King Nothing. Maybe it's a continuation.
Oh, I didn't think about that. King Nothing 2.
King Nothing Else Matters.
King Nothing Else Matters. So the beverage of choice today is a Lipton white tea raspberry.
Yeah, they're so fucking good.
Got any more posts?
I got one from Pull the Plug Patches.
I love them so much. I wish they were not overseas, because I would order more patches from them, but I think you got to pay a lot of shipping.
I'll get to it in a second, because this is the best shit.
Oh.
This is right out of 1994, 96, whatever the fuck it is.
Ooh, yes.
I was by myself and I just screamed. Just riding in the car, I was like, oh my God.
I literally just wrote Bridge Riff is sick. It just feels good. Just when that.
This solo, it sounds like they went back in time and had Kirk ride it while they were recording Load. It sounds like a piece out of fuel.
I can see that.
And then that.
A bounce back into the actual riff during the solo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a highlight of this album for me. Pull the Plug Patches. The sun rises and sets every single day. The sun is yellow. Edgelords whine about Metallica every single day. 72 seasons is yellow. The sun is the most important celestial body in our solar system. Metallica is the most important band in metal. People blame the sun on global warming. People blame Metallica for ruining metal. Science knows they're both wrong. You will post comments to try to demonstrate how cool you are by mocking Metallica, but Metallica shines like the sun. You forgot your sunglasses. Not so cool after all now, are you?
Yeah, that whole comment is my exact thoughts. Like, I don't understand why anybody would not like this album.
Dude, I can't say that on here. Remind me to tell you something later.
Okay.
Or do we get a song?
Papa John's fresh dough.
Papa John's.
I had to comment on that post and get a fucking shameless plug.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
But they've got some really nice quality patches.
I do like their shit.
They've got some nice 72 seasons stuff too.
Did you see their Darkest Hour patch?
No.
That's dope. Right there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm so jealous of, like, some of the stuff that they did in some of the movie theaters. Like this one in Mexico City.
Yeah, that's sick.
Like,
sick as fuck.
It's just the album art but it's a backdrop and you can take a picture with it. Like, I just don't. Where was Chattanooga was lame. I will say though, if I would have had more time, I thought it would have been cool. And if you would have been able to join us, if we could have like had like a theater takeover,
yeah,
and called Carmike or you know AMC and just asked if we could host something before the show, play some music, just kind of hang out with the whoever showed up. Which the theater was kind of decently full.
They'd have done it on a fucking Saturday.
Corey did show up.
Did he?
He sat right behind us. So. I can't remember. I think it was. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
There's so many times that's happened already.
Yeah.
All of it's because of freaking Inamorata. Like. Oh, this is the epilepsy song.
Is it? I see everybody talking about that.
Dude, that video was trash.
Okay.
It was so bad. It was literally just black and white flashing. The whole song, which really took away from the song,
yeah,
honestly, like even more so than Crown of Barbed Wire's video. At least I wasn't like trying to
not die,
not pull somebody we know. I don't want to call them out, but
oh fuck.
But yeah. So anyway. Chasing the Light. James mentioned, because he says it right at the beginning, he wanted it to be like Fuel with the vocal open.
Yeah.
And then this part right here, the chorus scream, is probably my favorite part of the song.
Yeah.
Because that's probably the closest he'll harken back to vocally for, you know, Ride the Lightning, Kill 'Em All, Age.
I'm not normally one to drop names and call people out on here, but somebody made a post in the Metallica Club Facebook page, James Shuck. If you hear this, go fuck yourself. I fucking hate that.
That is such, like, what a egregiously awful thing to say about someone.
Yeah.
You're literally saying that someone should go die.
Yeah. Like, I fucking hate Dave Mustaine, but I'm not going to say that about it.
Yeah, I would not legitimately wish for him to die in a bus crash.
There's weird karma in that shit.
Yeah, plus he's got a freaking family, man. Yeah. Like, he's got kids.
Two of his kids are in a really shitty band, but they still need a father. And I need a drummer. I'm curious to see if they play this live, how he'll pull that.
Yeah, if they do play this live, yeah, I'll be
very curious how he pulls that off.
He could just falsetto it. I doubt he would try that, though.
No. I honestly don't see this one happening live. I like that little riff. I feel like that's been around for a long time with them. I want to say I heard that in fucking Some Kind of Monster. Like the movie.
You could have.
They keep that shit forever.
Yeah, because, I mean, if it's good once, it might just work out later, you know, for a better opportunity.
notice anything about all the little Funkos up there?
Forky?
Oh, Ryan snuck in Forky, so I guess he's a member of Metallica now. I saw it today. I was like, good with it.
That's fantastic.
Since you can't see into my living room, I've got the box set of the Master of Puppets Funko still in the box, and in front of it, I've got, I guess it's Black Album James, Black Album Kirk, and Lars, and Doris. And Ryan stuck a little tiny Forky from Toy Story figurine in between Doris and Lars, so I guess he's a member of Metallica.
Still a better bass player than Jason.
Oh, could that make the new intro? Borky's got better vocals than Jason.
We gotta be wolves out there. We got any spoons out there? We got any trash out there?
That hits hard. That hits different for people with kids, I promise.
Oh my god.
I didn't know who played Forky for the longest time.
Who is it?
Did you ever see Arrested Development?
Yeah.
The brother with the hook hand?
Oh my gosh, that's really? Forky. No way. So this was another single, but we actually did not talk about this one.
No, we didn't do this one. It's weird because it's got the word Temptation four times in the beginning.
And if we ever would have released an episode,
it would have been called Temptation.
And my comment would have been that we're going to have to change our intro now because we finally have a song that says Temptation. And it's not just once. Multiple times. Four simple words you need to know.
Temptation.
Temptation.
Temptation. So I think all the screenshots I have left are for the last song.
Okay.
Pretty sure. Did I send you this? Mm-mm.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So, somebody posted on the Met Club Legacy page, because everybody's been making their name thing in the name generator, and it was a real estate sign. Did you see that one?
I did.
It says even real estate is getting into the name generator craze, but it's just like crooked, so it looks like it says. Say, I did not buy the vinyl, but I didn't either. But seeing everybody opening theirs and how like detailed they went with it, with the nice portraits and everything, I was very jealous. But maybe maybe when they release the load box set, I'll buy one.
I'm buying the deluxe.
You saw what Dustin said about all the remixes they've been dropping on Sirius, that they're going to have them on the box sets. And I was like, if that's for real.
Tyler's buying his first box set.
I'm going to have my first one. Which may be blasphemy considering they've released four already. But
on albums I don't need boxes.
I only own two box sets. I own Hardwired just because I was like, fuck, it's a new album, I want it. And then S&M2, of course, because we were there.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And they're both sitting in my closet doing nothing.
You best believe I'm going to be displaying the crap out of a load box. Actually. Is it right there?
That's an Empress.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I didn't know I had the Through the Never box set.
It's literally just Through the Never. Don't you have, like, the huge, giant poster, too, for Through the Never?
Somewhere.
Because we knew somebody that had it.
Yep. Johnny Massey, you know, because he was
working in the movie theater. That's right.
I don't know that you ever saw this, did you?
No, I haven't.
I didn't even know it came with those. Granted, we both got one, an actual one from the show.
Yes. That's freaking sweet, dude.
It is 40. Get back in there, please. I didn't know that I went through this stuff.
Wow.
Your sister can probably read that.
She can.
She's got an oboe.
Hey, look at her! Let me take a picture of that, actually. Yeah. Huh?
You know, it came with a poster. I don't know that I ever opened this.
Oh, my God, dude. Are you serious?
This might be...
We're in the middle of darkness, had a sun, and you're opening up the S&M2 box set for the first time. Man, that's freaking cool. S&M was fantastic.
I didn't think this was that expensive. I know I didn't. I wasn't buying the $500 one with all the signatures. Maybe like $100.
Maybe.
That's
good. To do a review of that show.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of been wanting to save it for like the 5-year anniversary now at some point or what. I don't know. This needs to be something special. Yeah. All right, Too Far Gone. So, in the interviews before this song, Kurt said, in his definition of this, it's an orgy of riffs.
Okay.
And I said it has like a no remorse feel.
I thought the same thing. This is the one I'm going to want to tell you something about.
Okay.
Just wait for it.
Brad fan, open up your mind, open up your world, open up your mind. Wow. You're going to lose it. I like that.
It gives me so much Brad fan vibes.
Yep. Which goes back to that Garage Days vocal style. So.
The second I heard it, I was like, holy shit.
That's probably the closest you ever get to hear a Bread fan.
Fucking, you ain't kidding me.
How can anybody not like this album,
right?
I've totally enjoyed myself so far. And like I said we would never do another album review.
Well, this is different because we're just listening to it and talking as we go, not like our first couple of ones.
We only did one. It was Load, and it was not rough. Yeah, it was kind of rough, but I've thoroughly enjoyed this.
It's a lot more fun when you sit here and listen to it, and it's new, and we're all still trying to absorb every moment of it. Nobody wants to sit and listen to us listen to fucking Master Puppets.
Right.
We've all heard it a million times. We all know what's good and what can be better.
Oh, you know what? I actually had a, I might have a controversial opinion about something. So everybody's talking about all the repeats and like how some of the openings and some of the riffs are like too long. But I was thinking, aren't all of their instrumentals just like that? Like, Call of Cthulhu, dare I say Orion, like, they're just riffs. Like, there's no vocals, so what else is there to do other than repeat the riffs?
It's an 8-minute riff, essentially, with a solo or two. I love that.
Shrug.
That's wonderful.
They said multiple times in the theater, talking about the harmonized guitars, you know, had a very deep purple slash kind of style.
Late 70s, early 80s kind of shit. They're fucking inspirations for the most part.
They named tons of inspirations. The music video for this one is freaking hilarious. Did you ever go look at it? At the beginning, it's all very cartoonish, and it's like a credits. So it's just a continued rolling picture, but it has some animation, but it's like still animation. So this like moves back and forth. But at the very beginning of it, it's all four members cartoon, but it's the only reason you could tell that they're the members is because they're just very lightly.
Yeah.
Guitar, drums, whatever. Anyways, James has like his tongue out doing this. And then there's like demons eating people. But it's just one big line of stuff. And that's why I made the comment that it's everybody's waiting in line to buy a poster.
Okay.
And the red demon's that guy that bought all the SNMP posters.
Now, I love a good callback. Fucking like when they said the name of a show. In a show or a movie, and they do one in here, it's fucking wonderful.
Artistically, at some point in the video, they're the line
tickles me.
Broke a beam's car. Yeah. The line is meeting up with essentially like they're at the gates and there's the angel with the book and some are going up the stairs and it like closes out to essentially heaven, I'm assuming, and then everybody else is going this way, but it leads all the way back up to the Metallica show. I was like, yes,
yeah.
That's awesome.
I like this solo too.
James said that this one was written because it reminded him of just the realization of, like, when he comes home off the road and having to look at your family and them see you for what you actually really are, not just the glitter and glamour of the
road.
You're
just going home and being dad.
Yeah, you're just, you know, so it's, you're having a really... You're just in a room full of people that know exactly who you are. So.
Yes.
Yes, this is so good. Double bass, son.
I still haven't found a CD of this anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't tried to look.
I've looked a few different places. I gotta pick one up for my dad.
Need to buy one for the Jeep. Best part of the video is at the end. I think somebody posted the clip, and it's a little dude sitting he's squatting at a computer and he's butt naked. And so all you can see is his, you know, you see a little outline of his butt and the cord wraps around to the word Metallica.
So, have you... Have you heard on the recording of the next song at the very end when the song's over?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes, I have.
They're not wrong.
Nope. Okay. Should we pause it for a second?
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to have... Yeah, okay. I was thinking we might have a commercial. We've made it to the end.
Save the best for last, if you will.
Yes.
Even if you won't, you're wrong.
Last song of the album. So far, up until this point, like, it's all been fantastic. Like, I've loved it all. But this one in particular is what just really just blew me away.
This is what put the album over the top for me.
Yes. Like, and just when you thought, like, okay, honestly, had it not been for this song, I wonder if I would feel the same.
I'd be about
this whole album.
60% of where I'm at now.
Which is crazy to think about.
If not more. Start with a couple of screenshots. Cam on the Metallica Club says, Inamorata would have been perfect if it wasn't for the excessive use of the hi-hat drowning out everything else in the middle section. You're an idiot.
I just don't understand Lars.
No.
That's just what he does. And it's not like it was... I'm going to give a special comment about that not on record. But yeah, just don't even with that. That's not a good excuse to not like it.
That's all I got.
Okay, well, Inamorata, the longest Metallica song
ever.
Let's
do it. I could have used 4 more minutes of it.
Absolutely.
Not Room of Mirrors.
Not Room of Mirrors.
Now we'll get an F.
You know what gets you moving. Get
to the good
stuff right away. Of course. You can listen to music ad-free, get unlimited skips, and download playlists.
I already have premium Spotify.
I do too. This isn't logged into my account.
We're on Spotify. We shouldn't have to hear a Spotify. My God.
It's just fucking...
If you're going to make us listen to it, at least throw us an ad revenue. Here we go.
Oh, it's so good. I have so many thoughts on this song. There were so many curse words thrown in my van listening to this song. Like, it's unreal.
Something about the harmony and the guitars right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that buildup.
Don't get me started on build up.
Oh, I know, but just the harmony in this riff, there's something about whatever key they chose or whatever group of, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, it's chef kiss. It is right in the pocket that I need it to be.
I already know 99% of these lyrics, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. Same. Same.
The rest of them, not so much. But this one, first time Chassie listened to it, she was like, you know the words? It's like, you don't know how many times I've listened to this song. Because she didn't hear it till the next day.
Oh, that's right.
She's already working. Shit. Oh, I gotta ruin it. Just wait. You hear that? Are you gonna go my way, Lenny Kravitz? I saw that on Facebook.
Oh no.
I don't care. This.
You can spread the seed, James Hetfield. Singing this part so freaking loud, dude. Oh,
you think they play fucking something Saint Anger if they play this song? I don't ever jump, but I can see myself jumping my balls off to this chorus. Jake Storr. South Dakota, North Dakota, I always forget, made the comment that this song is like Leading Me and the Outlaw Torn had a baby.
I feel that.
And what more could you fucking ask for?
Sing along during the breakdown. Can you imagine?
Oh gosh. I need this song live. One time.
I like that they did something different there.
Yeah.
With the She Waits. I didn't realize it until a couple of listens into it that it wasn't a repeat, it was something different. Yeah.
This line.
God bless James Hetfield.
Oh,
Lars is just hitting it right in the pocket. He's not doing too much. He is just right in it where he needs to be.
This is a close second for my favorite solo on this album.
Are we able to determine which one's the James solo? Because one of them is supposed to be a James solo.
Makes sense.
Oh, that's got to be Curtis the Wall.
No, the first one was James, guarantee it.
Okay.
Maybe. This point until it picks back up after the build-up is the best written section of Metallica put out in the last 30 years. And if you think differently, fight me.
It is very, very good.
This. God damn it. Just so you all know, this is the first time we've listened to this song together.
This is the first time we've heard the whole album together.
Yeah.
But this one in particular is just... I'm going to mention very quietly that the part that I was mentioning earlier is right at the end of the build-up when he's like, "Now what?"
Yes, God damn.
Oh.
Like, I've punched my steering wheel so many times.
Oh, God, I know. I end up breaking my wrist on the rail. Just
yep.
Yes.
The nose.
Yes,
God
this,
damn
this
it.
Live is going to be... Oh, here it comes.
Fuck you if you don't enjoy that. Fuck.
That is peak James Hetfield performance.
That's peak Metallica. It's a fucking bold statement. That's my favorite section of any Metallica song ever written.
Like, you could just feel the pain, man. Like, when he sang that, I would have given anything to be a fly on the wall when he was singing that in the booth.
Yes.
Dude. Now
I'm that's so just fucking right where it needs to be. All kinds of fucking My Friend of Misery.
Yep. So loady.
Right back into it. I love to get a notification. TikTok. It says ass cheeks 37 like your video. Alright, thanks for the support.
Ass cheeks 37.
I gotta see what video it was.
This end part two is fantastic.
That was the video of us reacting to Brandon.
What are the chances?
I like this too. And this is not a part of the song I don't like, but
she's challenge anybody to look, listen to the song and try to give it a critical review that makes sense. And even if it, even if you have a solid argument, I'm not going to be able to agree with you.
No, go fuck yourself.
Because I don't think it's fair to look at this song with a critical eye. I really don't.
I agree. Just the fucking, we'll just call it passion in his delivery.
Yep. That's the, that's what did it for me. Like, the riff is sweet, but the way James sings this song, that's what does it for me.
Yeah. You can tell he was in it. Part of why I love fucking Saint Anger so much.
Yeah. She goes next.
You want some motor breath, don't you?
Well, okay.
Well, you just listened to the best Metallica song ever with us.
That was something. I was glad I got to see it in the theater. I forgot to mention, during that breakdown part of the song, that was another thing I was going to mention. It, as soon as it went, when he went the...
Yeah, you knew what was coming.
I looked back at Corey like this, and he looked at me and went, he just gave me the head nod. I was like, yes. It was so great.
The second the it went clean and I heard the doo-doo-doo, I was like, holy shit. It doesn't feel like it's 11 minutes and 10 seconds long.
No, that when you told me that, that you said it should have went like 4 minutes longer. That's what's so mind-blowing to me. It's like that riff just... It just pulls you in, and I just... I'm just in it.
Like, Metallica or not, I'm never going to be like, that should have been a 15-minute song. But that should have been a 15-minute fucking song.
That should have been a Dream Theater alternative metal.
That should have got a whole side of the album.
It has its own...
own disc.
Yeah. Can you imagine having a record of just Inamorata?
Fucking sign me up. I'm telling you, if they ever play that song, I'll cry.
I stand by my statement that it, this one's just going to have to be our fixer.
Yeah, and I'm good with it.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not good with it, but I'll lie and say I'm good with it.
I'll lie and say I'm good with it, too.
Because we're never going to get Fixer. We weren't at the 40th.
Nope.
Maybe they'll play this and Fixer at the 50th.
Right. Well, I think that's our closing thoughts. We've been going on for about an hour and a half, so...
Well, we got a long one.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we'll... if you've made it this far, I will say that I completely understand that our schedule has been indefensibly crap, and I apologize for that, but I also appreciate everyone that's continued to listen to all the episodes that are out at the moment, so...
Absolutely. Between my new job hours and Tyler trying to get in his new house and get it finished and...
Yep. So, we're not going anywhere. We're just spreading it out. And now as the tour kicks off and everything, we're gonna do the best we can, but, you know...
Oh, just a little teaser. We'll have... we're working on shirts for the tour, and if things go the way we think they are... You're going to want one.
You are definitely going to want one. And it's... I mean, I love our current logo. And this is not going to be... It's not a new logo, but it is something you're going to want.
Yeah.
So
I want it on everything already. And we haven't even got it drawn yet. But just the idea alone.
Yeah, let's just leave it at that. But we can't spoil it because we don't want anybody to steal it. So, I think it's good to leave it there.
I agree.
All right, well... Go listen to Inamorata again, because it wasn't long enough.
Nope.
And we hope you have a great week, and we will see you very soon.
As always, we appreciate you, and here's the best part of Inamorata.